And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, January the 11th, 2015. 1922, on this day, insulin was first used successfully on a human being. It was a 13-year-old boy, Leonard Thompson, being treated for diabetes at Toronto General Hospital. It's the birthday of the historian Bernard DeVoto, born Ogden, Utah, 1897. He wanted to be a novelist, but he wrote a book called Mark Twain's America, which combined literary criticism and history, and DeVoto found he had a knack for nonfiction. He began writing a monthly column for Harper's Magazine, The Easy Chair, in 1935. He wrote it until his death. In the summer of 1946, DeVoto took a three-month road trip through the West. He wanted to write a novel set in the West and also a history of fur trading. But when he drove out west, he was horrified by the abuse of the land that he discovered there, especially by cattlemen and big timber. He went out west as a historian. He came back a conservationist. He wrote a series of essays for Harper's about the exploitation of the wilderness and devoted himself for the rest of his life, nine more years, to the preservation of Western land and resources. But he also wrote a book called The Hour, a cocktail manifesto, in which he poo-pooed the Manhattan, the daiquiri, all mixed drinks with fruit juices, and wrote, "The proper union of gin and vermouth is a great and sudden glory. It is one of the happiest marriages on earth and one of the shortest lived." It was on this date, 1770, Benjamin Franklin introduced rhubarb to America. He'd been ambassador to London, and there he found rhubarb that had come from Central Asia. He sent a crate of it to his friend John Bartram back in the States, and rhubarb appeared in American seed catalogs in 1829, soon became a popular ingredient in pies. John Bartram was the man who is also responsible for introducing kohlrabi and poinsettias to this country. It's the birthday of Alexander Hamilton, 1755, born in the British West Indies, moved to New York City when he was 17. He was an advocate for a strong, centralized national government. He wrote more than half of the Federalist Papers, became leader of the Federalist Party, was Secretary of the Treasury under George Washington. Alexander Hamilton, who wrote The Sacred Rights of Mankind, are written in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. Here's a poem for today by Mary Logue entitled In the Shed. While we are gone, our neighbor finds a long-dead buck in our shed, steeped in snow and wood. A broken leg took him down, and he found refuge. The deer that had wandered the hills had run in front of a car. This is the story we make up to understand how he got there. It's sad, the part about dying. It scares us. We want to turn our faces away, drag the deer back to the forest. But there is something else we should look at, a small gladness that he found shelter close to our house, that he came out of the wind and snow to curl up near the woodpile. All deer die. This one is a testament. In the Shed, a poem by Mary Logue from her collection Meticulous Attachment, published by Midlist Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.